Oh, yes, Quay Travis. Yes, excuse me, Quay Travis. I said Colin Cowherd. Quay Travis.
Yeah, Colin has some sense to him.
Quay Travis was our morning guy that mentioned something about Tom Brady, and that you want to go ahead and tell everybody what he said about
that? He basically said, is it fair to question if Tom Brady's on steroids? And here's the backstory. So Doug Gottlieb of Fox Sports Radio 2 days ago said, is it fair to question Adrian Beltre and say that he might be on steroids? And, you know, he had some racial connotations that the Dominican Republic has a steroids problem, so therefore Beltre's gotten better as he's gotten older, and who does that? Well, Tom Brady's done that. He's gotten better as he's gotten older. And Clay Travis said, well, is it fair to ask if Brady's on steroids? And I think this is ludicrous.
I think it's 100% fair to ask that. Well, first of all, do you think it's unfair to ask that for people in baseball? Because as you mentioned, Doug Gottlieb asked the same thing about Adrian Beltre. That upset you a little bit, though. Brady, I don't know if that should really upset you, because we know what's going on with baseball. We know that there was a steroid era. We know that Beltre got better in his 30s than in his 20s, even though he hit at more friendlier parks in his 30s. I don't think that's unfair. Now, when it comes to football, and Brady, and all you Patriot fans, don't take this the wrong way, but Brady, and I don't care whether he's, you know, you believe it or not, he was found guilty once of cheating. I don't care if you agree with the 4-game suspension. When you get caught cheating once, is it not right to ask if you're cheating again, especially when you're getting better in your 30s than you were in your 20s? Is that unfair to ask? Especially when you've already been caught once and punished for it, Brady. You were punished, not you, but he was punished for that. He was punished and given a 4-game suspension. That was pretty harsh about that.
Look, in this climate and what we know about sports, I don't think it's unfair to look at everyone with a watchful eye. I'll say that first. But second, on Tom Brady, I think it's ludicrous to think that. Okay?
Why?
Because Tom Brady doesn't have any particular unbelievable athletic gift that's gotten better. He's not faster, okay? He's thinner, and that you can clearly see that comes from hard work. That comes from just the diet that we've heard all about, the personal training that we hear about nonstop, okay? He doesn't throw the ball much more velocity than he did in his 20s or 30s. He doesn't run faster. He doesn't jump higher. He doesn't do anything overly athletic that's great. Here's why Tom Brady's gotten great, or why he's gotten better, okay? Number one, he was already good.
Right.
Two, as you get older, you do start to develop just smarts and intellect that you didn't have in your 20s and 30s. He can process defenses better. And this is the thing that probably makes the biggest deal of all. The game is catered to the quarterbacks now in the way that it wasn't even 15 years ago. It's easier for the quarterback in general, for the position to play. The receivers have more freedom because they're not fearful of going across the middle. Defensive backs can't hold like they used to. They can't hit like they used to as safeties. He's got more rules that he can't be touched. It's just more comfortable position.
Do you guys out there think that's irresponsible of my cohort at Fox Sports Radio to bring up steroids and Tom Brady? Or do you think it's well within his right? And you could text in 802-655-6672. That's 802-655-6672. Brady, I could see it on the other side also, though. I could see a quarterback that's the best quarterback maybe in the history of football, a quarterback that's not had any major injuries except for one, and that was the leg injury on the tackle, right? So he missed the season there. He's rebounded and gotten healthy and been fine every year since. He's been caught for cheating, Brady. You can't. That's one thing we can't overlook. He's been caught for he's been caught for cheating before. Brady, if I took a $20 bill out of your wallet and stole it, and you caught me, and then a week later there was another $20 bill out of your wallet, are you not going to think it was me?
But this is a totally different scenario.
But when you get caught cheating once, why can't you even bring up or broach the subject that he may be cheating again when it comes to steroids? And you know what? You bring up the health program he does, or whatever you want to call it. How do we know that it's not even a cover? I call BS that this guy's wearing rejuvenated pajamas and eating so damn healthy. And you said he was good to begin with. Remember, he was a 6-string quarterback or something on the depth chart.
People do get better. Yeah. Look at Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas was the last pick in the NBA draft, and Isaiah Thomas is now one of the top 3 scorers in the NBA. You want to take a phone call on this?
Yeah, let's go to Chris in Grand Island. Chris, good afternoon. You're on 101.3 ESPN. What's going on, Chris?
Hello, yes.
Yeah, good.
I just want to mention, you want to take a quick check on Brady, just measure the size of his head to see if it ballooned like Ortiz's did.
I don't even know what he said.
He said you got to look, when you take steroids, your head gets bigger. Bonds, yeah. They made a big deal about his forehead.
And stuff like that. Yeah. Oh, and I appreciate the call. I mean, well, maybe it's something different that he's taken, too. I don't know. I've never looked at his back to see if he has pimples or anything like that. Though I got to think there's new stuff that doesn't have those type of side effects.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Brady is doing this naturally and that it's a perfect combination, okay, of his work ethic and determination and diligence to his craft, his willingness, you know, he's got good coaching, he's got stabilized,
yes, right,
stability in the coaching ranks, which helps any quarterback. He's had good players, maybe not great players, but he's had good players. He's been helped by having a good defense before, and the rules cater to this. This is a perfect storm. Drew Brees continues to get better. So, where's your theory on him?
Well, so is that insulting then? Is that just, what do we call, clickbait? Or fake,
yes.
Not fake news, because he didn't say it was a story. Is that clickbait? Is that like hot sports opinion when you just stirring it up like that? Because I think people have the right to question him, Adrian Beltre, especially baseball players, Brady. I'm sorry. I can't let you slide if you're a baseball player.
I mean, but here's the thing. You talk about everyone expects, right? Everyone expects that when you get older, your game falls off a cliff. We expected Tom Brady to look like Peyton Manning looked at the very end. People expect that. But, okay, you do have Beltre who's getting better as he gets older. You do have Brady, who's getting better. Even Roger Federer, we thought he was done, and has just won two majors. Are you ready to say this about him?
Well, that's different, though.
Maybe. Why is that different?
Well, because they don't have as many great players at tennis as you do, so you can sustain on top longer. That's why, like the Williams sisters, there's not too many people that are good against them, and they've gone down, but I mean, that's why.
Even golfers, in some cases, Phil Mickelson is winning majors more than he did when he was younger.
No, he's really gone off the edge.
Yeah, but I'm saying he was.
Tech says, it's just a question. If he isn't on steroids, it shouldn't offend him. I'm not even talking about so much about Brady. I'm thinking, it would offend me if I'm Brady, because I'm working all hard. I become the best quarterback in the history of football, and people are going to address that to it. Big Poppy, people always suggested about that, too. Oh, is it wrong to bring him up on something like that? I don't know. Is it irresponsible of talk show hosts to bring stuff like
yes,
that
I think
up?
It's irresponsible. I think that the game has changed to the point where it has become easier for players to compete at a high level for longer, especially quarterback. I mean, Brett Favre played until he was 40 and played well until the very end. And if he had came up with the different rule changes that Brady had, who knows how good he could have been.
If Brett Favre was caught cheating once and been penalized, we may think about that him also.
No one said it about Drew Brees. No one said that he's gotten better as he's gotten older. There must be something fishy.
Right, I'd have to look at the stats on that, but he's also not the best quarterback in the history of the world. Let's go to Trevor, who's in Milton. Trevor, good afternoon. You're on 101.3 ESPN. What's going on, Trevor?
Hey, guys. wait, so what did Brady get caught cheating about?
Well, what did he get suspended for 4 games for?
Not cooperating with the commissioner.
No,
that's
not why. Very funny. That's not why he got 4 game suspension, not cooperating with
him. But also, one more thing. Yeah. Why, Major League sports have tons of money. Why don't they test every single player before every single game?
Because they don't want to. They don't want to catch these guys, is what I'm trying to tell you. They don't want to do that.
Right, so it's a money thing. So why even punish them? I mean, it's more entertaining if they're juiced up anyway.
Well, you may be right about that. We didn't care about baseball. Let me ask you this, though. Is it an unfair question to ask about Tom Brady, or is that a fair question?
I think it's fair insofar that it's fair to ask anyone. Tom Brady seems the least likely because his regimen is kind of like well documented and freakish. I think if anyone did the crazy diet and exercise he did, they'd probably be playing pretty darn well into their 40s too.
I appreciate the call. I don't think you guys quite understand. Being a high elite quarterback at the age of 40 is like 2% of the quarterbacks have done that in the world. I mean, you don't see that very often at all.
But we're playing with different rules,
right,
now.
Because they change it to make it more quarterback friendly. Yeah. I totally agree
more
with
you. More quarterback friendly.
Yeah, there's not Tyree Bradshaw getting bounced off the wall.
Health in general is better now as you get older. I mean, Andrew in Ferrisburg makes a good point. He goes, I played Division III basketball, but my most effective basketball playing was when I was almost 40. Now, if you were playing...
I don't even know what that means.
No, it just means that he got better as he got older. I'm better now with basketball than I was in high school. I mean, you just start to look, again, it's the perfect storm. He's good. He's had coaching stability. The rules have been changed. As you've pointed out, the division has been generally weak,
yes,
which has allowed him to be on top.
Yes, yes.
The rules are changed to be more quarterback-friendly. All of those things together have allowed him to get to this point where, yes, he has gotten better as he's gotten older. Ben Roethlisberger is still good, and he's old. Eli Manning is still good, and he's old. Phillip Rivers is still good, and he's old. This is working for all of these quarterbacks.
Yeah, but Eli, they got a replacement for him in about 2 years.
They got Garoppolo in New England. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but Eli, I don't know if Eli is actually getting better as they're getting older. What did you want to say, Jason?
Yeah, Eli, I don't even know what to say about Eli. But you're missing this, too. Tom Brady's literally the greatest quarterback of all time. Should we not expect great things from a great quarterback, despite his age?
Nobody, no matter how great you are, nobody beats Father Time. Michael Jordan didn't beat Father Time, now did he, Brady? Nobody.
But he could beat LeVar.
But are you going to question LeBron James? Are you questioning LeBron?
Because I'm not questioning LeBron, but it's basketball.
LeBron's played 14 years. All right,
without a major injury.
He's played 14 years with no major injury.
Right.
And what do we attribute it to? Man, he's a freak. He's in the cold chamber. He's doing this. He's got the regeneration.
Right.
No one's saying that about him.
Because it's basketball.
Thomas was out of the league at 32. The Hall of Famer. Allen Iverson was out of the league at 32. LeBron's getting better.
No, that's a good point. But I equate it to basketball, though, that we don't really consider about performance-enhancing drugs in basketball like we do football and baseball.